takes a couple of guys to put him on the ground, too. Yeah, I mean, he used the first contact and everything.
I mean, I played against him in college. And he's a big boy. And, you know, I don't think, you know, he's going to take a few people to bring him down. You know, he's just so tall. And I think 250-pound quarterback. So it's going to take a few people to bring him down.
He's had a lot of success. He, you know, dating back to the last year. Is he one of those guys where, you know, every time he kind of hits the field, he gives his team a chance to win? Has he reached that level? Or?
I mean, they're undefeated. So, that says a lot. Obviously, they're playing with a huge chip on their shoulder. You know, we're coming out back-to-back win. You know, they're undefeated, and things are going to come down to who won the game the most.
Are you surprised in some ways they're having the success they have when you look? They don't have a real top-flight rusher. The leading receiver is a tight end, and the second leading rusher is a quarterback.
I think that they're doing something great. You know, they're doing something really, really good. And, you know, they're doing it. You know, they're 5-0, man, and whatever. So, it's going to come down to who won it the most.
The fact that they are 5-0 is a surprise that they give you guys a chance to maybe send a message and fully recover from the early season struggles.
I mean, struggles are struggles, and everybody has struggles. But, you know, I think, you know, the most important thing is to focus on us and, you know, worry about going in, you know, taking it one week at a time and going to Carolina, you know, and playing an undefeated team.
When you break down to defend a quarterback like a Cam Newton, give me the criteria in order of what do you have to do to make sure you keep him in check?
Get him uncomfortable. That's for any quarterback. You know, get him uncomfortable. You know, hit him. You know, even when we run the ball, hit him. And I think, you know, they kind of shake him up a little bit, make him frustrated. And that's when all quarterbacks start doing, you know, crazy things.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see +6 on turnovers on a team like that?
I mean, they don't turn the ball over. I mean, they don't. I mean, they're doing a great job of taking care of the ball. And, I mean, as you can see, we do create a lot of turnovers. And we'll see if they really take care of the ball.
How about the running back, Stewart? What kind of challenges he presents? He looks like he just kind of rather run somebody over than run around.
I think they're like the number one, like, rushing attempt team or something. I don't know. But, you know, they're going to run the ball. And, you know, it's going to – they have to block us. And, you know, of course, it's going to be a real competitive game up front.
The way you played like Stewart before, though, right? And you know what kind of running back he is, pretty physical.
I mean, downhill, you know, one cut downhill, and he going to make you tackle.
The way you're playing right now, do you think you're unblockable? I mean, seriously, the way you're playing that?
I just approach it how I do it every week, man. You know, going in and being physical and look forward and to competing against a guy across the line.
That being said, I know you're not one for individual recognition, but over this past few weeks, you have been getting a lot of publicity. I mean, people are talking about you on national stage a lot more. Is that gratifying at all? Is that something you try to not pay attention to, or is it part of your
enjoyment? I mean, I just look at it as a part of success. Mm-hmm. And you know, and everybody, you know, of course, look at the part of success. Of, you know, just, and people will start recognizing you, man. And I think that's what just humbled me. Because I'm not a selfish person, not a selfish player. I'm more of a team player.